This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning, we're tracking developments in Zimbabwe and reaction around the world to news that the leader of Zimbabwe's opposition has withdrawn from the presidential runoff election. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today condemned the regime of President Robert Mugabe. She said attacks against the opposition have, quote, reinforced that it's impossible for there to be a free, fair, or peaceful election there. Yesterday, Morgan Tsvangirai, who is leader of the Opposition Movement for a Democratic Change, or MDC, accused Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party of creating what Tsvangirai called a violent, illegitimate sham of an election process. Earlier today, we spoke with Tsvangirai. Good morning.
Hello.
Now, your supporters have been killed in great numbers, dozens. They've been beaten. They've been arrested. You have also been detained on a number of occasions. Why drop out now when so many have paid such a price and the election is so close?
Well, this is not an election. Our assessment is that it will actually be the betrayal of those who have sacrificed so much to go in a so-called an election when it is impossible to assess the will of the people because they've all been frog-marched into this kind of a process. So our assessment is that the MDC would do itself a lot of harm and its supporters if we were to legitimize by its participation at this stage.
This decision, though, to withdraw from the election, in doing this, aren't you guaranteeing that Mugabe will be declared the next president?
Well, there's nothing that is going to change the outcome. What he wants is to go through a process of a so-called participation and then declare himself the winner. He has already declared that he will not accept the opposition victory. He is not going to hand over power and that he is going to go to war if he lost. So under those circumstances, Mugabe has determined that he wants to stay in power forever and ever.
Now, your withdrawal has already moved the head of the Southern African Development Community, which is a very powerful group there in Southern Africa, to challenge Mr. Mugabe and the legitimacy of this election. Is your move designed to force Zimbabwe's neighbors and the international community to take a stand, or a firmer stand, that is, to force Robert Mugabe to give up power?
Well, it's not about giving up power. It's about SADC taking an initiative.
SADC being the Southern African Development Community.
It has placed the onus of this crisis on SADC to make sure that either the election is postponed and conducted under SADC norms and standards, or to pressurize Mugabe to concede that in the first round he has lost the election and that he must give up power. This is not about an election. This is about transition. This is about convincing Mugabe's denial attitude that the people no longer support him.
Do you think that the Southern African Development Community will apply that kind of pressure? And do you think at this point President Mugabe is vulnerable to that pressure?
My assessment is that if there is a collective position by all SADC leaders, that will be sufficient pressure. That voice is essential to actually have a collective consensus as to what Mugabe is doing or not.
The U.S. and Britain are taking this matter today before the U.N. Security Council. Do you think that the U.N. can have any influence on Mugabe, given that it has not managed to move him up to now?
The convening of Security Council on Zimbabwe has one outcome that we will expect. This is one, to appoint a mission to investigate the level of abuses that have taken place, rape, torture, murder, and the various human rights abuses that have taken place, sanctioned, supported by the state. So I think it's very important to come out with that resolution because that has got a direct impact on how individuals in the state machinery of ZANU-PF will, of course, have to deal with the consequences of what they've done. That's number one. Number two, Security Council resolution must also focus that the elections are null and void and that a fresh round of elections be convened under international supervision in order to have a legitimate outcome.
Do you think that your supporters will go to the polls this coming Friday if you have withdrawn?
They will not. They will not go to an election. Besides, there will be no election. I'm proceeding formally on Wednesday to withdraw my candidature and to say to ZEC they have failed to conduct an election, and therefore Mugabe cannot be declared or sworn in as president because he never won an election.
Although that is what Mugabe's government says will happen exactly, that if you withdraw, as they put it, chicken out.
Exercise. It will be illegitimate, as they have behaved in the past. They have no respect for the law, and it will further demonstrate that they have total disregard of the national and international opinion.
Mr. Tsvangirai, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Morgan Tsvangirai is head of the Movement for Democratic Change in Zimbabwe. He announced he's withdrawing from this Friday's runoff for the presidential election there.